Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can get all of our podcasts and all of our sex information. You can check out my new book, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. You can also buy it on Amazon or your local bookstore, which is awesome. I'm so happy to be here with Menace. We haven't done our show.
We've sort of had
a scattered schedule, but it's awesome to be here.
I apologize to everybody, but you know, it's the holidays. And I mean, that's not an excuse. We should be here doing shows. It's just been so hectic. You've been out of town. I've been out of town. But we're here together.
We're here together. It's so awesome to be here. And today's show is about oral sex. And we have a special guest that we're calling a little bit who makes these strips. It's called Your Mask. And it's made to make the taste of semen more enjoyable.
Really?
When you're performing oral sex on a man, mm-hmm. if you don't like the taste of semen but you want to be a swallower, you put the strip in your mouth. It's like a Listerine strip kind of thing.
Now, the taste of semen is not wonderful?
No, I love the taste of semen. I would never want to ruin that.
Okay.
But it comes in chocolate, strawberry, watermelon, mango. So we're going to talk to him, and we're mm-hmm. also going to be just doing some oral sex stuff. And I also have to just give a big shout-out to Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve rocks, and this is why, listen, we think you should go to Adam and Eve and buy all your sex toys right now. Anything mm-hmm. you want to buy for the holidays, if you're doing your holiday shopping right now. A sex toy is the gift that keeps on giving, and it saves you a lot of work if you're with a partner and maybe she has issues with orgasming. Women like to use sex toys. They just do. So just go buy her one right now at adamandeve.com. You get 50% off most items, a free gift, and free shipping when you enter coupon code Emily at checkout.
All right. I'm not going to be mean today. I love you. But we got to move the microphone.
In front of it. Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. I just didn't know if it was going to be – okay. Is this better?
Way better.
Okay. Awesome.
So, see? I did it nicely.
He is so nice.
It's not as fun when I'm nice, though.
Yeah, it is. Nice. Totally appreciate it. And then I also have to give a shout out to Jimmy Jane because they are like make the most amazing sex toys. And if you go to my website, sexwithemily.com, and you go to my Emily's Picks page for Jimmy Jane, you get $25 off purchases of over $100. If you purchase over $100, you get $25 off.
Their
sex toys rock this world. They're so beautiful and they're amazing. And they are like beautiful, like art pieces that you can keep on your nightstand and not be embarrassed that it's a vibrator. So that's what I got to say about that.
Do you know what was pretty funny? And you know, I'm a big fan of Instagram. You know, so look for me, White Menace, on Instagram. I was outside Good Vibrations and on the door it says home of the antique vibrator museum or something like that. And I took a picture of it and I put it on my Instagram and it just like blew up.
Yeah.
And it's funny because all these women that follow me had like hilarious jokes.
That's so funny. Yeah, they have this antique museum.
Yeah.
They do, of all these like old vibrators back in the day. Like Freud used vibrators on women because he used to call hysteria, they thought, that women, and he would actually use
that. I think
vibrators.
That was just an excuse to things in women.
There's always an excuse to stick things in women. But speaking of good vibrations, why were you there, Menace?
Why was it there?
Weren't you coming to my kissing workshop?
Oh,
it wasn't when you were going to my kissing workshop that you decided not to attend?
I didn't go to that, yeah.
Okay, so I went to a kissing workshop.
I wanted to go to that. I'll tell you why I didn't, but go
ahead. I know why you didn't.
Go ahead. Go first, though.
So we had a guest on the show, and we're going to be playing this show. It's a little out of order, but we're going to be playing the show that we did with Reed Mahako. He was a guest on the show, and he's teaching a course at Good Vibrations the other day, and he asked me to be his model for his kissing class, where he was teaching people how to kiss. And so I said I'd be his model, and then I had to go and make out with him in front of 15 people, which I've never done before. But I felt like it was a good service for the community, helping people learn how to kiss. And he said I was a really good kisser.
Yeah, so what happened, though, I went to go there to support you because when we did the show, they said, oh, yeah, you know, you can sit and you can watch and you can laugh and blah, blah, and just be an observer. And I go, okay, cool, fine, I'm down for that.
Right.
So I show up to the place, and then they meet me at the door, and they go, oh, yeah, so second thought is actually this is going to be kind of serious, so we can't have you laugh in the background. And I go, okay, fine, that's cool, I'll still chill. And then they said, okay, and another thing is you can't just sit here. You actually have to be a participant.
Right.
And I said, hell no, I'm going to be a participant.
They wanted everyone to kiss everyone, but they ended up not doing that. So you could have come anyway. No, you could have seen it. But it was interesting because it was a good kiss. People were into it, but I mean they were into watching it. But Reed has this he called it like a Tourette's type thing that happens. So when he gets turned on and he starts going like this and shaking. So when I was kissing him, he started shaking and it was sort of distracting.
Scary.
Yeah, it was kind of scary. Besides that, I was a little nervous. I had never done anything like that before and I didn't know him at all. And I just made out with him. I just macked him right there.
Macked him?
Kissed him. Isn't that macking?
No, macking is if like you're trying to get with him.
I thought
like,
macking is kissing.
No.
Oh, what do I know? I was just making out with him.
You're just you're trying to get like so hip to street lingo these days.
Am I?
Yeah. But it's funny because you
because I mess it up. That's
use
why
them
it's
all
so funny.
Incorrectly, but
yeah.
It's
but besides
fine.
That, at least I'm trying, man. Just give me some
props.
Some props for trying because you got to try.
Yeah.
And then what else is going on with you?
With me these days, I hate to give the same generic answer where I am extremely busy all the time, but I am extremely busy. It's, you know, one of the busiest times of the year for me, but I'm very excited because you've dated guys without cars and stuff like
that,
right?
Yeah, it's a bummer.
It sucks. And I've been without a car because one of my main sponsors is Scion. I love Scion, and they always give me the new cars that come out. Well, since the Japan earthquake happened, this new line of cars was supposed to come out, and I was supposed to not be carless. But earthquake happened. It's a terrible thing. I'm not complaining because that happened.
Right.
But I didn't get a car. So I've been without a car ever since then. Today, I finally get a car.
That's awesome.
I'll be mobile. And it's funny because through my other work, I have to be in 6 different cities this weekend.
Wow.
So I'm going to be all over driving the car. And that's going to be cool because I'm going to meet like a ton of new people.
Yeah, that's awesome you get a car, honey. That's good. So, you have a car. Now you can come over and hang out.
Yeah.
Because we kind of live far from each other. I mean, far for San Francisco. It's only 7 square miles. But that's good that you have a car.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, even though it's 7 square miles, just to get around everywhere.
It takes forever to get around.
Forever.
Totally.
Or $1 billion.
Or $1 billion in caps. Totally. Okay, so I've got our poll. We haven't gone through our polls lately. This was our latest poll. How would you rate your current sex life? So people say
amazing.
Mind-blowing, only 10%.
What?
No complaints here, 16%. At least I'm getting some, 23%. I satisfy myself, 22%, and what sex life, 29%.
What the hell?
That was the largest
on?
Percentage, and it's what sex life. 29% of our listeners say what sex life. Why aren't people getting laid?
That is sad.
That is so sad.
I'm sorry.
I know. It bums me out.
That is depressing.
Hopefully after listening to this, you will
We'll give you some tips so you can
– We're giving some oral sex tips today for men performing sex on women, I believe.
Of course. Your favorite topic.
Yeah. It is my favorite topic. But we are talking about these oral sex strips as well. Our new poll is anal sex sexy or scary? Sexy. B, scary.
If you're giving or receiving, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So we want to know what you think about that. Mm-hmm. We've got our poll. We've got new blogs. We've got a lot of stuff going on.
That's good. Sexonly.com.
SexonlyOnly.com. There's everything happening there. But we can – and you can also leave a message on our voicemail anytime, 415-992-7392. So we've got a little bit of sex in the news. We have to talk about Chris Humphries.
Yeah.
Says he was Kim's reality show pawn. Okay? He said he was just slotted in as a plot line of Kim Kardashian's latest headline and newest business venture. We're told Chris believes Kim never intended to stay married to him but needed a groom to fuel ratings for her show. Once they were finished taping, she just didn't need a groom anymore. Chris is telling people he feels like a pawn in the game. I don't think that's true.
I don't believe that's true either, that it was intentional that they're like, oh, this is the guy that I'm going to get with to get ratings.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. I do believe and I said this in a couple months ago in the show, even before they broke up when they were getting married, that I think that she was just having – she was just turned 30 – something. She's having a freak out. Her sister's married. Her other sister has a baby. And she's like, okay, what am I doing? I got out of a relationship that I've been in for a couple years with some other football star. Oh my God. What am I going to do? I've been wanting to get married my entire life. And then she just,
I know. I think a lot of women who have that deadline of, oh, I should be married by 30 is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, throw that deadline out the door. You should not have any deadlines or things that you're trying to meet by a certain age. First of all, you shouldn't get married till you're 30, I think.
Yeah.
I think getting married in your 20s is a waste of time. You don't know yourself. You don't know who you are. You're still learning and growing and changing. And so maybe she did feel a lot of pressure. She's the middle child or the oldest? She's the oldest, right?
No, she's the middle child.
She's the middle. And so she just feels, yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah. And I think that also, what was I about to say? Sorry, guys. Long day.
Yeah.
It's been a long week for us.
I know. But this whole thing has been crazy all over the news. I mean, obviously, she's like on the cover of every magazine. But I doubt it. I'm sure she's bummed, but maybe he just turned out to be an
asshole. I don't think it was a ratings plot at all. You know, people like to initially go for that right in the beginning. Oh, they did it for ratings or they did it for publicity. You know, I hate when people say, oh, they released some sex tape for publicity.
I don't believe that
happens 95% of the time unless there's some D-list celebrity that wants to get some attention.
Right.
I don't think A-list celebrity or even B-list celebrities do that on
purpose.
I don't think so either. I think she was just having a freak out, man. That's all.
Yep.
And,
I think so too.
But I know what I was going to say now. Watching all the shows, though – you could tell it wasn't a match. Like his personality, he was very dry sarcasm, pissed people off like crazy.
Right.
He was very sloppy. She is a freaking neat freak, you know? And you can just tell that alone.
Right. Yeah. And it was so rushed. Like, what was the big rush to get married after 4 months together? I just think that's a mistake. I think everyone should learn from this. Let's just learn from this. Like, in everything in life, in all your relationships, you need to learn from them. Like, learn that this is, like, what you should not do.
Well, maybe she was taking – she was trying to see – maybe she saw what happened with her younger sister. Her younger sister met her husband, Lamar Odom,
Lamar.
I'm so bad today. Lamar Odom met him and then within a month was married, had a wedding, everything within a month. And they've been together for a couple of years now.
Right. But it's still not typically a good advice to follow. You should get to know someone and stay with them longer. So that's all we got for sex in the news today, because we've got to move on to some sex stuff. We're going to call our sex strip guy in a few minutes. But
sex strips.
He makes these sex strips for people who – a lot of women – have you been with women who are performing oral sex on you and they won't swallow? They're like, sorry, I don't do that.
Yeah, like one.
Just one? She was like, did she spit or did she just not?
To spit. Well, some are just like, I don't want it in my mouth at all. But that's like – that's when you're –
younger?
Early 20s.
Yeah. I think so too. I don't think it's so bad, but I think it's interesting that he made these strips. So we're going to give some tips. I'm saying We could just call him right now. So okay, we can get this out of the way. Let's launch our whole oral sex thing here. So here's his number.
All righty. We fixed the phone systems, everybody. How excited are you? So you can always call us.
So excited.
Don't worry. We never remember what the phone number is either. But if you're on sexwithemily.com, it's written
right there. It's right there on sexwithemily.com. So these are called Your Mask, and they're like little Listerine strips that you can – and this is the founder. This is Michael. And he sent us some. Oh, okay. We're having a contest. If you tell us your best oral sex tips, if you email me feedback@sexwithemily.com, Your Mask is giving out three – they're giving out a T-shirt, some strips, some other things. It's a whole package. So you have to include your T-shirt size if you enter this contest. It's feedback@sexwithemily.com, your best oral sex tips.
And then I also – can you do something else at feedback? Where's the best place you've ever received oral sex?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
That would be kind of cool. You don't want to endorse this, but I've received oral sex on every freeway in the Bay Area.
You have?
Yeah.
You've gotten roadhead that many times?
Yeah. Hello?
Michael speaking.
Hi, Michael.
Michael. We're talking about Roadhead. You endorse it?
Roadhead.
For it or against it?
For? How can I not do
that? Exactly.
She's
you're
against
a man.
It, though.
I'm not against it. I just think you should pull over. I mean, with all the crazy people on the road.
It's not a cell phone. You can keep it.
True. It is a little dangerous. I'm a believer in pulling over to text and call most times anyway. If I didn't have the Bluetooth in the car, I would absolutely pull over for calls, I think.
Well, can I tell you one thing, though? There was one story that we had in the news where this guy was – they were parked, and he was receiving fellatio, and a car came in and crashed into him, and this chick bit this guy's wiener off. True story.
I've heard that story, but that was also
you
in a movie.
You read the story.
Oh, okay. I read the story. Michael, hi.
Oh, you read. That actually, you know, that story is actually from
World According to Garp.
Yes, exactly. The World According to Garp.
Where
that's
is that?
What the story
it's a movie. I know.
World According to Garp. In the book, that was what happened as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm sure that's happened before. You read an actual story. I
read an actual story. Apparently, I don't remember things all the time that I read. Okay, Michael is the founder of Your Mask, MASQUE, YourMask.com, which is their. Tell me about Your Mask and how it came to be. Please, Michael.
Mask is
yes.
A brand new product. We've created a orally dissolvable strip that we can mask certain flavor profiles. That doesn't mean we just cover them like an Altoid or something. We can actually make it so your receptors don't taste things like salts and bitters, etc., for a short period of time. And Mask is used to block the flavors associated with going down on your man.
Right.
So the salts and bitters and proteins associated with that, there are a good number of women who find that distasteful, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so this blocks it for about 15 minutes.
Wow. And so you can have this. So before you perform oral sex, a woman, she puts a strip in her mouth. And then she goes to
correct.
Business, and she can't taste anything but the sweet taste of chocolate or strawberry or watermelon or mango.
Correct.
God.
For up to 15 minutes. It's slightly different for each person. So we've had people that it's lasted 25 minutes for. So, but we say 15 because that's pretty safe.
Did you get a lot of complaints from women? Like, how did you even decide to make this?
Okay. The story is actually really good. The inventor was at dinner with his wife and two other couples, and they'd had a few glasses of wine, and the conversation, as it's wont to do, turned to sex, and one of the men said to his wife, "Why is it at the happiest moment of my life you bail on the job?"
Ooh.
So to speak. And she said, "It tastes terrible, I don't like it, blah, blah, blah." And if you knew the guy who invented this, he takes these kinds of things as a challenge. And one of the last things in this 15-minute conversation about this, one of the women said was, if someone could make it taste like chocolate syrup, I'm in.
Right.
And so he said, and so we did a lot of market research. And, you know, because it obviously there are a good number of women and men in the gay community that this isn't a problem. They don't find it an issue at all. So when we went out we did a national market research study and found out it is a big problem. Even for women who currently swallow or spit,
right,
there are a significant portion of them who dislike the flavor.
Right. Right. Yeah, I hear that. I mean, a lot of women don't even like performing oral sex, and I'm wondering if it's because of that, if it's because of the taste. So maybe men around the world are clapping.
It's a big reason.
There's a huge clapping of men around the world right now because they're just like so relieved.
We're hoping.
Exactly. I think this is awesome, and you can find it at yourmask.com, S-M-A-S-Q-U-E. And we're also doing a contest, which I just announced 3 winners. You guys are going to provide gift bags with T-shirts and multiple packages of the product, which is great. We're going to have people email us.
Correct. And I also put together a special promo code for your listeners if you'd like.
Okay.
And we'll give you $3 off any as many packs as you'd like to buy. And the promo code is, of course, SWE, as in Sex with Emily.
So that'll
be good through the month of December if anybody's interested.
Awesome.
Can I ask you
stocking stuffer?
Another question. In your research, did you find the women that really love you swallow, and then the ones that don't love you, they just spit?
No,
that's not the case at all. It's one of those that, you know, the big. I actually got married just about a year ago, and you know there were a lot of jokes amongst our friends that said, you know, oh, you don't have to do that anymore. And
exactly.
So it doesn't mean that she loves you any less. It's just, you know, theoretically you love each other, so you're more accepting of the fact that you wouldn't have her do something that she doesn't like.
Right.
So, and this will hopefully, and the response has been, I'll tell you, has been amazing. That some of the quotes that we get in, you know, some people have said, well, 15 minutes doesn't seem like very long, but then we get a lot of response that says, because I'm no longer stressed about thinking about that,
right.
I can do a better job, and he's done faster.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's I like it. That makes a lot of sense. That makes total sense.
Are you working on a bacon flavor? Because you know bacon's pretty popular these days.
Bacon.
It's so funny because a lot of the press we're getting now, we're getting in conjunction with that bacon lube. So we've definitely crossed that path. I've told you, I can tell you in my initial market research, there's nobody that's really desired that as a flavor possibility.
I know. Everyone's just on this bacon craze right now. There's like bacon. Bacon, vodka, everything.
Really?
Bacon, popcorn,
I would not want that at all.
Love bacon.
So I love that these actually help women maybe perform better. What a great incentive.
Right.
Okay, this is awesome. Thank you, Michael. This is great. We're gonna give this away to our listeners, and they can always check out, use the promo code SWE, and check out your website. Thank you very much. We're going to continue here with some oral sex tips, you know, in the spirit of your mask, of mask.com, yourmask.com. So thank you. Have a great holiday.
Wonderful. You too. Thanks very much.
Thanks talking to you. Bye. Thanks for good to talk to you.
Wow. We are just on fire today.
We are on fire. Okay. So that's awesome. I wonder if they would make one for women too, for men who are going down on women. Some men don't like the taste of women.
Yeah, I would.
You'd need one that lasts 45 minutes though.
45 minutes?
Yeah, because that's how long men should go down on women.
Oh my God. You're insane.
I'm not insane.
I'm trying to think of, like, what flavors would I want. What flavors? Maybe cheeseburger flavor.
Cheeseburger?
Pizza.
Because then you'd really be into it.
Yeah.
Exactly, right? You'd be like, menace would be like the oral sex king.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's we have some oral sex tips that we can give here. So
Red Bull flavored.
Red Bull flavored, exactly. Yeah. You could do anything.
Red Bull sugar-free. So maybe a nice sugar-free Red Bull, because then I would get more energy while I'm doing it, and then I'll get excited.
I think you should totally do it. I think you should create a menace, because then maybe you'd really
I don't want to take away from this guy's business. I'll just give him
ideas. That's true. We're not going to do anything that's bad.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's read an email real quick, and then we'll get into some sex tips.
I like hearing from the peeps.
I like hearing from the peeps, too. Okay, so... Okay, this one is about open relationships. Imagine that.
Another favorite subject. Is this just like favorite subject day for Emily?
Hello. I just got back to the States from Iraq. When I was gone, I encouraged my wife to have sex with others. And then when I talk to her, it turns me on to hear her stories. My question is, what is your opinion on open relationships? I like the idea, but I'm curious what you guys think. This is from Brian. And I think that open relationships work. But they're just as much – they're just as hard work as straight monogamy relationships. So I think that I know a lot of people who are in successful open relationships, but there are challenges. Jealousy comes up, and I think that there's, you know, just a whole host of other logistics that you don't have to deal with in a monogamous relationship. But I absolutely think that they work, but it takes a lot more work. I think you become closer with your partner. You become more intimate because you are really discussing – you have to be honest. Don't ask, don't tell doesn't work. There's some couples who are like, I'm just going to go bang someone when I'm on vacation, or I'm going to bang someone here and there. And it doesn't, I think that doesn't work. You have to have rules and guidelines. Like, you can only sleep with people when you're out of the country, or when you're out of the state, or when I'm out of town, or you have to let me know a week in advance. You have to make rules. You have to discuss, the, you know, the repercussions. I mean, how does she feel about, you know, does she want you to have sex with other people, or do you just want her to? Like, how is this going to work? Are you having sex with people while you're in Iraq? I don't know, while you're on the road. So you guys need to discuss that.
Yeah, I mean, if it works for you, man, I just – it's – I don't know. It's a very special type of people that do not get jealous, you know?
Yeah, but like, see, the thing is, you get jealous in all relationships, polyamory, open relationships, monogamy. But I think when you're in an open relationship, you learn to deal with jealousy in a different way. Like, because people still get jealous all the time when they're in monogamous relationships. But when you're in an open relationship, like, you it comes up a lot more. And I think that you just learn to, like, you learn to transcend it. You learn to overcome it. You have to, like, practice it. You're like, why am I feeling jealous right now? And a lot of times if you turn jealousy on yourself and you're like, why am I jealous? Well, I'm afraid that the woman that he's with, for example, if it's with a guy, she's cuter than I am. She's smarter than I am. He likes her better than I do. And it's all about our ego. It's all about us, like, thinking, like, you know, jealousy comes from our own insecurities. And if you can turn it on, and the more information you get, if he's like, no, babe, it was just sex, or it was just this or that, and you get the, and you talk it through, it can help quell your jealous feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So you can learn to deal with jealousy. Do you get jealous?
Do I get jealous when I'm with somebody? No, I only have that weird effing thing with me, and that I bring it up all the time, is when I'm at a restaurant and the
person,
it's so weird.
It is so weird.
I just hate it when the person I'm with is overly talkative to the waiter. I just hate that. I'm just like, I'm here with you because I feel like an ass. I'm just sitting here.
That is weird.
What the hell am I doing? I'm not part of the conversation.
Right.
I hate that. I hate it. I don't want you. I don't want the girl that I'm with being an asshole.
But is that
to
jealousy,
the waiter,
or is that just annoyed?
Maybe I'm just annoyed.
Yeah.
I don't really.
You don't
get
think
jealous.
She's gonna run off with the guy bringing you the pizza?
No. And then I also believe I go. The reason I don't get jealous is because no matter what you do and everything that you try to prevent from somebody, because jealousy is stemming. You think this person is gonna cheat on you or do anything.
Right.
Pretty much. That's right. Pretty much what it is.
Uh huh.
And I believe that no matter what the hell you do to try to prevent somebody from cheating on you, they're going to cheat on you.
Yeah, it's still going to happen.
Okay, so that's why there's no point for you to get jealous, because you know what? If this person's going to cheat on you, they cheat on you. So hopefully they don't.
Right.
You know?
Hopefully they don't. You're right. Okay. And I don't get jealous that often, but I have been jealous before. And usually it's when, like when a guy cheated on me when I was like younger. But I don't typically get jealous because I have high self-confidence.
Oh, really?
No, but I do sometimes. You get a little threatened, but it's not a common feeling for me, but it has come up before. It comes up for everybody. We all get a little jealous. But you have to realize it is an emotion that you can work with and that you can transcend. Okay, cool. So we have to
we got to wrap it up.
In a second, but I didn't even give any of my oral sex tips. Can I give some quick oral sex tips?
Quick.
Okay, so here's the thing. These are the tips for giving women amazing oral pleasure. Use your fingers and stimulate the areas surrounding her vagina first. Tease her by touching her entire body except for her vagina. Now,
you're into
this,
that teasing. You
the
love
teasing,
that
women, don't go straight. She's not turned on yet. Her clitoris isn't even aroused. Just do all the other things around her clitoris, around her vagina, and tease her, give her a massage, and warm her up.
I want to put on some scuba gear and just dive into the vagina
right
away.
No, we don't want that. We don't want you to dive right in. In fact, if a guy dives right in, I'm not even ready. So this is about prep. Touch her breasts, her hips, her thighs, her labia, her clitoris. And this is something that my friend always says. He's like, I imagine that I'm eating like a juicy mango and I can't stop. Once you get there. He loves
That's
it.
That's creepy.
Yeah. So it's good to get the juice on your face, get sloppy, use lots of saliva, provide extra lubrication. If it's hard for you to enjoy the taste or smell, use a flavored lubricant.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm sure you could use these strips, the mask strips, right? Couldn't a man use it? I don't know why I meant to ask him that. So women typically take longer to orgasm from oral sex than men, so reserve more than a few minutes to please her orally. And what I'd like to say is 3 minutes of oral sex, you might as well have just not done it.
Yeah.
3 minutes is nothing. Like when a guy's like, oh, I did it for like I don't even register that you're there yet after 3 minutes. Like I think you need to do a good like 10, 15, 45 minutes.
No. Oh, God. Well, you know what? You're going to get a billion emails from guys who are like, yeah, man, I'm all in for 45 to an hour.
You know? There's a lot of men who are a menace. A lot of men love it. They can't get enough.
I'm one man that I just cringe about 45 minutes. That's
okay, but you cringe about the whole thing, I think.
What? No, I
think
don't.
You don't like it.
There's special ladies that I, you know.
Just, it's the special you
can't
ladies.
You just can't just go down on everybody.
Well, do you expect women to all go down on you?
I'm not going to force them to go down on me if they don't want to.
Right, but they do.
I'm just never going to call them again.
Exactly, right. Okay, swirl your tongue around her vagina and stick your tongue inside. So these are all different things you can do because I think guys are confused. They don't know what to do. Do I lick the clitoris? Go all over. Like, explore and see where she moans. Pay attention to her moaning and her movements and her body. You can tell if she's moving her body closer to you or she's pulling away. You can kind of tell. If she's turned
down.
Yeah,
man. Pretend you're like Indiana Jones and you're like going into those caves and you don't know what's happening, but you're exploring all the caves.
Explore all of it. And you have to mix up your sensations. So you have to
mix up your pressure. And you're just whipping it.
Some women like to be whipped. You should mix up the pressure. You should always start soft and then you can make it a little more harder with your tongue, a little faster, slower, like fluttery with your tongue, a little pointy with your tongue. You have to mix it up the whole time. But once you start doing something that feels really good and you can tell that it feels good, then you stick to that. And that's usually what brings a woman to orgasm.
Sweet.
If she doesn't seem stimulated by something you're doing, try something else or ask what she wants. I think that's just an amazing – like every woman is different. Every vagina is different. Women get turned on in different ways. And so I think that you have to ask sometimes if you're like, I really don't know what I'm doing. Like there's nothing wrong with saying like, what do you like? Because hopefully you're with a woman who knows her body. She masturbates. She pleasures herself. She knows what makes herself feel good. And she can just impart that wisdom onto you. I don't think that that is such a – we don't think that you're a loser for asking. In fact, the guy who asks me shows that he really cares about my pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So ask next time. Okay, Menace?
I'll ask.
Okay. Ask. Okay, we got to wrap it up.
Yeah, we do. Sorry, people, but we're going to be back with more shows.
We'll be more shows. Good. Yeah, tomorrow.
Amazing. We'll be well rested by then.
We will be. Okay, everyone. Yeah, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Everybody, don't be afraid to email, too.
Email us.
We love the emails.
Feedback at and if you want to win these mask strips, feedback at sexwithemily.com with your best oral sex tips. Yeah. So
just go to the website, sexwithemily.com. You know, because you guys update the blog. We kind of failed to mention that all the time, but all the stuff that you're reading on here, a lot of it is on the blog.
Exactly.
So if you're trying to like, what is that again? Just go to sexwithemily.com. Also, we're here at the Stitcher Studios, the beautiful Stitcher Studios here in San Francisco. You can listen to the show on your mobile phone, any smartphone. You just download the app. The app is free. You search Sex with Emily. It's
so
Stitcher, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. They moved the banner, so it's kind of hard for me to spell it now.
Yeah.
And that's where we are. And we love
y'all. We love y'all. And you can also find me on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily. And you can find White Menace everywhere with White Menace. So thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback at sexwithemily.com.